Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much the mighty way. And of course, thank you so much to Johan Els. He is coming back tomorrow. Man, it's always an honor to hear from him. And as I said last night when he played that song for me, The Gift of Life. This song, Johan, The Gift of Life, I was, you know, compelled to a great extent to appreciate this, especially by many people who came to see me when I was in hospital, man. I was there paralyzed, and I hadn't died yet. They used to say, you are not dead yet. Appreciate the gift of life. And I connected it to Teddy Pendergrass. He had a massive accident that left him quadriplegic, you know. And he also did this song. Just to thank the Father, you know, just to thank the Father. He did this song many, many years ago, just to thank the Father. So we are grateful. Thank you so much, Johan. It's coming back tomorrow. Now, I want to start with this lady. And she used to, the first time I saw her, it was with Tears for Fears. I was a young boy who was carrying albums there and there in the streets and all that, you know. Loving music and ignoring the pressure of the streets and the dangers of the streets. So we douse ourselves into music. And here she was with Tears for Fears. Her name is Olita Adams. And they were singing Woman in Chains. If you can just Google that, you'd see Woman in Chains and you'd see Olita. She is 64 now. And she still loves the Father. She's still saved. She's still reborn. She's still the child of Yahuwah, our Elohim. She still is in the Spirit. Listen to this when he sings about the Christ, the Lamb of the Most High. Holy is the Lamb, the name of the song.
Re botsa gore o nagana eng? Re ka thabela go botsisa dipotsiso tse mmalwa ka pela mabapi le go thega Radio Pulpit. Di vouchara tse tharo tsa Woolworths di ka thopya. Engwe go ya boleng ba 5000 go ba diketetse tlhano, engwe diketetse tharo ya bofelelo diketetse pedi. E ya website ya rena go Radio Pulpit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Go hwetsa tshedimosetso ye ntshi gomme o kgotle kgokagano go tlatsa lenaneo potšišo la ka pela. Re leboga go ba karolo ya lapa la Radio Pulpit. Thekgo ya lena e re thusa go tswela pele re phatlalatsa ditaba tse di botse.
This is a beautiful song, I should say. A beautiful rendition. Olita Adams. And as I said, she still walks the walk and talks the talk. These are the people who turned away from the millions of being superstars and selling their souls, and they went on and no one wanted to publish them anymore, and they continued to serve the Father. It's just amazing there. It was actually even good to see Lauryn Hill. I will bring some of the renditions of Lauryn Hill, and you will see how she is walking the walk and talking the talk. Hey, I'm inspired. Let me welcome the Apostle Phumla Mfene. She's on the line. Greetings to you, Apostle. Uri Mfela Daso.
We thank God, and I hope we are recovering nicely from the flu, eh?
Yeah, pneumonia, even now it's getting ish, yeah.
I will call up line, no pneumonia from my guest, we shall prosper, man.
Excellent. How? Why is it? Munna. How? Kiri blokisten kira iwe na ima pele. Vaha biki. How? Ito mpapele.
What?
How? Voice eki feeling ki mure na orke wule ledilo ta mure na. Yona ya kong khotodisa. How?
I
smiled it. Welcome to the show. I hope you're well, Apostle.
No, I'm good, man. Good to be here, and a good evening and to all our listeners, and Pastor Makamo, Pastor Green, it's good to be here for another wonderful, wonderful program.
Thank you so much. And we also have Mfundisi Makamo. Mfundisi! Oyo, oyo!
Nipukila Mfundisi, amin.
Hai, gubuzu ezi inye mfu. Angitu sangi izwa na manji. Usangi buza kuti mvugi ilo ungi izwa na manji.
Baba. Kala isinu dela.
Yeah.
Sae ni mkuba. Angitu yazi mkuba ya ma western kutina. Inja.
Yeah.
So ini mkuba. Kota siyabonga kuti na mkuba le mabakubazeke bona nengqondo zabo.
Ekseme bra. Uyazi.
Aba mkuba le mabakubazeke bona nengqondo zabo. Ayizokufika la.
You know, today I was able to run, let me say, yeah, 7.8 times 2. I was able to run close to 16 kilometers today.
Ah, so mkuba.
So, yeah, kushukuthi I am recovering quite well.
Uyisizimpela.
Izolo ngishaye 12 and namhlanje ngishaye
16. Hawu
uyakhuphuka. So angibuyele emuva, ngibuyela ku 12. I 16 lengishaye sokuthi angithi imvula ingivimbile ekseni ngo 4. So ngagijima mini. Manje uma ugijima mini, you become interested in things and you are praying this side. Ma uthi gudugudu. So ngale.
Yeah. I know. Ngiyabonga mfundisi wami kukuzwa ukuthi hayi alright. Angibingelele kumpostola wami, umpostola Phumla Mfana, akushini moyini kupfuka.
Sha, ni mfundisi, good to have you. Yo, yeah, we good.
And ngibingelela kuPastor Green as well. Nakubandla lonke likaNkulunkulu ngegama elilodwa nje elingahlangene namanye.
Yeah.
Alihlangene namanye.
Ali uthal
funa Lord. Ali dingi vote.
Oh okay.
Come on.
Ali dingi vote mfundisi yalazi.
Alifuni approval.
Ali dingi approval, ali dingi vote and hayi ngokuthi lingene ngemkhonyovu ku kingdom.
Yeah.
Next. Abanye bafakwa ngemkhonyovu mfundisi wami. Abanye bangena ngokuthi kurikwa amavoti ku celebrate even before ma results aphume.
Kasuthu bari halenya ke majority. Lili jogithi nyana lililingwe hale batle lili jogithi lililingwe ntate. Ke lina la mrena. Alfundisi majority alfundi next lekam.
Mfundisi uma sewusho kanjalo phela kokungathi ngathi ntate ngutawo.
When we latch aside, there's always a barabakam. Well, that's off-ramp. That's a little off-ramp. Off-ramp, wee!
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I need to say, I'm going to say, yeah, no, it's okay.
No, welcome to this makam. Are you well, Mara?
I ngomusa mfundisi wami sasethe lapho khona lapho.
Yeah.
Kodwa ngomusa sekuya ngakhona. Kuya ngakhona sasethe lapho lapho.
No, I'm
kodwa kuya ngakhona.
I'm grateful to hear. Man, I'm looking forward to seeing you on May 26. Laphenkangala. Many bishops will be coming in. Many ministries are coming in makamu and fanele ngise izwi fanele uzokhuluma lapha mfarakithi. Fanele uzokhuluma.
Baba njengoba ngishilo nje ukuthi na ngizoba ngiqoka impurampura yami enkulu emeruni ngisazoyithungisa.
Yeah.
Enesiphambano emuva.
Yase Mozambique via Zimbabwe.
Ngiyakutshela wena. Ngiyakutshela. So enesiphambano emuva ngizoba ngishange ngenduku yami enzeba ngiphete egold.
Ngiyakuzwa.
Isigqoko sami sikapupu.
Izinto zakho zase Indian Ocean laphana eMaputo. Hey madoda.
Kumele mangifika kubonakala impela kuthi ngiyipopayi.
Yeah, kuthi ufikile. Khona umunye umngane wami bathi igama lakhe uShinyori, uyamkhumbula?
Thomas.
Yeah, uThomas umngane wami phela babiza Shinyori ngithi phela ubuze ugcoke izinto zakho laphana. Hey batanibona. Yeah. Hey, my daughter. No, welcome to the show. Thank you so much, man. And we really appreciate. And of course, tonight it is your talk show. We trust you are well. We trust everything is fine. And we are going to touch base on the issue of self-righteousness. This is a topic we are going to be looking into, the issue of self-righteousness. What this is even all about. We will be touching that. And I can tell you without a doubt that when we talk about self-righteousness, there are some points, you know, Apostle and Mfundisi Makam, there are some points that we overlook on self-righteousness. And we have to see these kinds of self-righteousness that are found in self-will, you know, and the self-righteousness that comes in also as a form of selfishness. You know, we're going to look into that. And we see how self-righteousness serves in many ways. You know, the state of being overtly concerned with one's correctness to such an extent that you even overlook the truth of the word on your stance. That is self-righteousness. And also, it is an attempt to meet the standards of the Most High based on your own levels. You know, we use our own levels to meet the standards of the Most High. That is why we used to have things like this, and Apostle Pumla would recognize this. You know, when someone says, "Oh, but I'm only human." They basically are saying the father must meet their standards of being human and also cope with their form of sinfulness, which the father prohibits. That is self-righteousness. Self-righteousness also implies that one is saying, I will meet the requirements of being holy, but in my own standards. Yeah. The father understands that I'm human. I'm a man or I am a woman. You know, at some instances also you would see that one becomes overtly concerned with their rights above the righteousness of the Father. When one becomes overtly concerned with their rights above the righteousness of the Father. The father says, you shall not be sexually immoral. And you go like, oh, but I'm human. So you bring in your own standards. You say, no, I agree with that. But I will take it in my human terms. Yeah. And they go with that kind of a flow of mindset. And we see the danger of self-righteousness. Self-righteousness is when you also pervert the word of the Father. So that the word of the Father does not point at our own wrongs. We misinterpret the word of the Father in our own way. Look at self-righteousness. Believers, batamaya pumla ba vaya, banwabela kumphewatho, banwabela kumphewatho. And then omung waba bona mola and says, ah, even Jesus made wine. Yeah, you see, that's self-righteousness. When people pervert the word, did you see him making wine? Did he say, I am turning this water into wine? There's nowhere in scripture where he said that, but it turns water into wine. It's only the man who didn't understand this water. He says, this is the best wine I have had. Because he's been drinking wine throughout the day. You know? So, much of the times we become those kinds of people who go on with the aspect of saying, well, I will meet the standards of the Father. I will fellowship. Yeah. I will fellowship. Yes, I will fellowship.
Yeah.
But I have my own terms of fellowshipping. When I fellowship, I want to fellowship in my own terms. You know, that is self-righteousness. When you bring your own terms into the flow of the Father's will, when you bring your own terms, it is self-righteousness. When you nullify the correctness of the Father and you bring your own, it is self-righteousness. And I wanted us to just, you know, look into that deeply. And say to ourselves, where do we stand when it is like this? Because much of the times we are those kinds of people. Now, Another aspect which would come with self-righteousness, you would see it in what we call spiritual pride. Spiritual pride goes with, you will understand this, Makam, you'll understand, my friend, and Apostle Pumla, you'll understand. And it goes with that aspect of people wanting to be known by their titles. Because because you have degrees and stuff. I mean, Pumla Shu, she has degrees, Pumla. The apostle, our guest, she has degrees, Pumla. You will never even hear her gloating about that. She disappeared on the face of the earth and went to Cape Town. We were all angry with her. And she left. And she went to study. You know? And she doesn't gloat about it. She doesn't say, okay, now I'm educated, please call me this. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't say that. E pura pura ya mina ile e bomvu. You know, self-righteousness is when people say, and I remember being at Gautam at some stage, and this guy said to me, no, Ray, you must address me as the commander, man. Because I'm spiritual, I'm at another level where you will never be. And someone, another friend of mine in Witbank, said something to me years ago and says, I was with Usipho Makabane. And he says, you know, Mina Ray, I don't think you are fit to come and preach in my church. I said, oh, okay. I did not say I want to come and preach in your church. I never do that, you know. And he says, no, I don't think you are at a level where I don't think you would qualify to handle that pulpit. I said, oh, okay, I understand. Sure. What kind of person handles this? As a person in my level, general. So we have people who want to be called general pastors, what? Pastor, doctor, apostle, professor. What? You know? And they go with all those kinds of things. I mean, if your name is Ray Lehodi, just enjoy. I love it when people say Ray. I was some pastors here in the studio, they're doing photo shoots and stuff. And say, hey, Pastor Lehodi, I said, people don't call me that. People call me Ray. They call me Ray. People call me Ray. If you had gone on to bring something, you'd say, Pastor Ray, I would tolerate that. But people call me Brother Ray. You know, I'm not trying to bring myself out there. No. I'm just saying self-righteousness is when people start to overemphasize, you know, their quality above the quality of the Father. And when we don't say that people should not have that quality. It is appreciable. Yes, it is given by the Father. Yes. But when it takes precedence above the knowledge of the Father, it becomes a sin. Hence the word says, we bring into subjection every thought that exalts itself above the knowledge of the Master, Christ himself. And so, much of the times we find ourselves being caught there. The word says, with regards to self-righteousness, says quite a lot. Deuteronomy 9:4 says, do not think in your heart after the Elohim, Yahuwah has cast them out before you, saying, because of my righteousness, the Elohim has brought me in to possess this land. But it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Elohim is driving them out before you. It's not because of your righteousness. Hey. So some of the blessings that you have, you said it's because of what? Your righteousness. No. The Father is actually blessing you because he shames the ones that are evil. I think that's what I get. He says it's because of the wickedness of these nations, that their Father is driving them out before you so that you go and possess the land. It's not because of your righteousness. That is Deuteronomy 9, verse 4. And then in Job chapter 9, verse 20, it says, though I were righteous, my own mouth would condemn me. Though I were blameless, it would prove me perverse. I love Job, man. I love Job. I love Job. Job knew his stature in Christ, his stature in the Elohim, his stature in Yahuwah. Yet he did not claim righteousness. He did not claim blamelessness. Every time a person who is not self-righteous would accord the grace of the Father and give the Father the glory about their life, about the righteousness that is visible in their lives. He wouldn't say, it's because I fast 7 days a week and then I run 3 hours a day praying and I see angels always opening up the heavens for me. No, 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 no. But we have those kinds of believers. We have those kinds of people who go about doing that. We have preachers who go about doing that. And it's so sad. Now, check it out. Job 35, verses 2. Do you think this is right? Do you say my righteousness is more than Yahuwah's righteousness? It's not right. The Father is pointing it that it is not right to say your righteousness is more than that of the Father. It's actually blasphemy.
Yeah.
Yet in our actions at times we do so. When people start to achieve great things in their lives, we start to say, no, it's my son. No, no, it's me. No, it's me. We instead of saying to God be the glory. Instead of at least saying that, yeah, may Yahuwah be glorified. No. It's because him, and kongela, avsuku, and kongela. Me, nana nsatu amina, navana vamina, asi kongela. Ivan.
Yeah.
Singapela ilo muntu. Now, in Proverbs chapter 12, verses 15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. It is when we see our ways as being right in our own eyes. The Father calls such fools. The foolishness of thinking that our own ways are right, not those of the Father. That is self-righteousness. We're talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you good.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. Mfundisi Makamu, itin kaleng awe this week. Last week in kaleng awe, the Apostle Uphumla Mfene. Let me start with you. And when we talk about self-righteousness, what comes to mind, man? It seems like a cancer that is attacking most of us these days. What say you?
Mfundisi wami angibonge kakhulu qala ukuthi na sikhuluma nge self-righteousness. Is self-righteousness is believing that your ideas and the behavior are moral better than of the others.
Yeah.
That belief unayo ukuthi wena ungcono awufuna ukuzwa ngomuntu, then ke that is a belief unayo. It's a self-righteousness. Ngine ku uyazi mruti ukuthi na ngine kuzo iRedo Pulpit esikhatini siningi. Ngiyazi abantu abaningi banokungimangaza bosibongile laba la nabo bahle bo Thompson Mashakelo abantu ba abantu abanama doctorate, most of them bo Johan Els laba la, but you will never hear them but to call me ban you will never hear them. Angeke ngisho title yakho mruthi kodwa mina ngiyayazi ye above what mina ngikwaziyo mina. But you'll never hear kutina, from now, call me Banban. You understand? But ukukona khona la thina especially kids esingayanga esikoleni sithanda kabike le yokuthi na kumele kwazeka ukuthi I am God's general. Uhamba uzintroducer yonke lenda angazi mina lele gama la ka God's general ukuthi lisukaphi ngoba alikho la ku Bible la. La ku kunabantu uNkulunkulu aba anointile to be servants of the people. Basebenzele uNkulunkulu kodwa basebenza nabantu bathitha abantu ngoNkulunkulu hayi ngabo. So le ama God is general lela nabo God is colonel, God is sergeant angeyazi ngoba abo sergeant nabona nabo inspector or abo banibana bo constable maybe yithi lapho. So angazi ukuthi yibuyaphi. You understand? Lyonke lento lelapho into ye self righteousness. I self righteousness umfundisi wami. Sike sayizwa ngelinye ilanga khona la kwi radio. Yithi yena lo muntu ukhulumayo asitshela ngokuthi uJesu uyabuya. Does he qualify to tell us? Sike sayizwa khona la. Likhuluma. You understand? Baze bayikhata emoyeni ukuthi no mabayikhathe, bayikhathe. And ngiyamthanda ubahleke ngoba uvele wathi ngqi yakhateka. So bazalwane, i self righteousness is to believe ukuthi you are better than others. Whatever you do, awufuni ukuzwa ama ideas yabanye abantu, awufuni ukuthi abanye abantu ba right. And umuntu u self righteous when I'm mfundisi wami noma sekakonile will never say sorry, will justify his action, will do his best ukuthi na uma sekabona ukuthi ugaxele at I think I'm sorry, angasho ukuthi I'm sorry, akayikhulum from the bottom of his heart as I think I'm sorry, but uyenzela to appease you, not ukuthi na isuke enhlizweni. Umuntu self righteous, understand? So yithini iBhayibhele nge-self righteousness mfundisi wami? I-self righteousness iBhayibhele ithi ukulunga komuntu kwemvelo. According to Isaiah chapter 64 verse 6, ukulunga komuntu kwemvelo kufana nesidwedwe esindindwe egazini esinukayo. Umuntu ukulunga kwakho ulunga uma afike kuChrist. Before umuntu afika kuChrist, doesn't matter ukuthi udla nazo impukane, doesn't matter ukuthi anganikela ngonkosikazi wakhe, akanikela ngabantwana bakhe njengoloti wayenikela kwalamadoda ukuthi hayi manani sengithatha abantwana bami ke. Akunandaba ukuthi unikela ngani, but if umuntu akalungisiswanga ngoChrist, lo muntu loyo lapha akalunganga. Doesn't matter ukuthi udla nazo impukane. It doesn't matter ukuthi mosquito imduma iza isute izifele ngenyama yona ngokwayo, but as long umuntu akekho kuChrist akalungiswanga ngoChrist yenqobo lwakhe, lo muntu lo lapha akalunganga.
Yeah,
that is the word.
I hear you. We are talking about self righteousness and what it is even all about. Thank you so much, Mfundisi Makamo. And I'm looking at some verses with regards to this. Look, I'm going to read quite a lot of verses with regards to this and what they are all about. And, of course, you can also send us a WhatsApp, 082657-2729, 082657-2729. Drop us a voice note. Otherwise, you can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, let me bring this to you, Apostle, and we are touching base on this very issue of self-righteousness. Now, I'm looking at the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 2. It says, all the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes. And it says, but the Elohim weighs the spirits. The Father weighs the spirits. Check this one out. In Proverbs 20 verse 6, it says, most men will proclaim each other's own goodness. Ah, don't they say that? Yes, yes. Servant of the Most High, Doctor, Apostle, President.
I'm not.
Most men will proclaim each other's own goodness. There we go. And it says, but who can find a faithful man? Now, if the Father asks that, we should be really afraid. Because we see all kinds of accolades, of achievements and ranks in spirituality, Christianity. And here, the Father says, most men will proclaim each other's own goodness, but who can find a faithful man? Which means even in all these goodnesses, bishops, popes, and all those things, the Father still says, nah. Who can find a faithful man? A faithful man. There's no one faithful here. Full of his spirit, in other words. Proverbs 21:2 says, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Elohim, the Father, weighs the hearts. And let me finish with this one in Proverbs 30 verse 12. There's a generation that is pure in its own eyes, yet it is not washed from its filthiness. Eish. If you can check the generations of our children, the generations that we come from, the generations before us, everybody was praising their own generation. But it says, yet it is not washed from its filthiness. We praise ourselves. We see ourselves as pure. We see ourselves as right. We proclaim each other's goodnesses.
Yeah.
We see our ways as pure. This is self-righteousness. Apostle?
Hey, Joe. Self-righteousness right there at the highest level. And that's where the problem is. Because remember, when somebody's self-righteous, it means there's a standard that they use.
Yeah.
So now when they use a particular standard. They measure everything and everyone according to their standard. You see, that's where the problem is.
Mm.
So because in their own way, and the standard that they're using, they are correct. And as you correctly put it as well, the word of the Lord says they think they're pure in their own ways. You know, they regard their own ways. So as a result, they take that standard and use it and apply it for everybody.
Hey.
So now if you don't measure up to that standard as well, as far as they're concerned, you're falling short. And we see the Lord Jesus addressing that in the book of Luke. Chapter 18, you know, Oblela Kaka, this hypocrite. Luke 18, verse 9 to 14. The Pharisees, you know, Batan Mututan, Babylon Rakanaka in the synagogue, and they're busy praying certain prayers and considering themselves superior than every other person. Because remember, when you're self righteous, it means you have a particular moral standard that you feel it's superior.
Yeah.
And that's being proudful, you know.
Yes.
Keep pride, if I like written there. You know better, you can do better, you are good, you are morally good. And in your own eyes, you see, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
So if you are morally good in your own eyes, the standard of morality, and you think this is the way to go. And as a result, you don't even allow the word of God to become a standard. You don't even allow morality to be a standard. Because you've put a standard, so feel like you live by it and you are guided by it, and everybody must make sure they line up with that standard. You know, I remember, Joe, back in the day, we had a really good scale, some of us go varsity, my first day at varsity.
Mm.
So we would always go to Kochapel.
Yes.
So, and then Kochapel, we will testify. Mm. And then there was this guy, and without fail, every time we can get the testimony, Joe.
He's up guy, there. Yeah.
I born a coma Tom. The first one was, I'm like, Lord, can you, like, Lord, that guy, there he goes again. You know, like, hashtag would be happy, but once this is about to take, I'm not going to, this guy will be the first one to jump up and actually, and then he would always introduce himself. Yeah, me na nguban bani wagwa bani bani. I'm going to do some things. Hey, now what he can do, what he cannot do, ang party man to nabanta bang party. Hey, I'm a man, Owens and Tom. Man, like, it was crazy. So every time you listen at team and you go back and like, Lord, I got another way to give you more. You know?
Yeah.
So this guy, as far as I know, he was concerned, I remember na call fella. Now, okay, Joe, okay, one, I am moral standard. Now, there's another level where even your kind of clothing becomes a standard as well of righteousness. You know, some of us were persecuted back in the day, good girl, same institution, because you love God, but the way people who are self-righteous, they feel you don't meet up the standard.
Mm.
So, therefore, you can't even testify, Joe. You'll turn them off, you know. You get what I mean? So this is unfortunately serious realities where people banally serious standard that they've put according to their moral standards, according to the goodness, they feel they're morally good. That's also another problem. You know, my nature, I'm good. There's nobody who's good in nature. We are just deceiving ourselves. And when we say we are good in nature, it means you're rejecting the grace of God. Because it is by the grace of God that we are able to be good. Remember, and I think we are born unto sin. So, nice. But then, who can let that element to, you know, Job, it was the same attitude.
Yeah.
The service a job, but they say job nothing, but this is a job. So self righteous. Now no when you are ending because of your own power. You know, because the self righteousness says, you know, even if I'm good is because now I have the ability to do so. You don't have the ability to be good. We don't have it in us to do good. So the job and I feel because who good to whether everything according to the book, he thought it was by his own device, his own making. And that was an error, and most people they continue in that error where you think when you are standing, you forget that you are standing because of the grace. You are not standing because but unfortunately, people who are self-righteous, because there's an element of pride, so they are convinced to know, because it is in them, you know, it's an inborn thing. It's an error, bazalwane, sakhothisana ke lapho. We are all messed up. We are less messed up. We just need the grace of God. Because remember, when Jesus died on the cross, the whole purpose of him dying is to exchange our filthiness and our righteousness with his righteousness.
Yes.
So if there's no exchange in Jalo, then it means we still in sangolili.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Apostle. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApp. So we 2657-2729. Thank you, Mfundisi Masango, ngiyabonga laphayana, ngiyabona Mfundisi Philip Masango, ngiyabonga. The WhatsApp there. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. We are talking about self-righteousness and how this continues to play games upon us and what the word of the Father says with regards to this. We're looking into that. You can drop us also a voice note on the WhatsApp, 0826572729. Otherwise, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter. Self-righteousness, what it is all about, and much of the times what we had come to make of it. We are looking into that. Right. Let's hear from Pastor Green as to what he says about self-righteousness after this.
Tell us what you think. We would love to ask you a few quick questions about supporting a Radio Pulpit. 3 Woolworths vouchers are up for grabs, one to the value of 5,000, another of 3,000 Rand, and one of 2,000 Rand. Go to our website at radiopulpit.co.za for more information and click on the link to complete the quick questionnaire. Thank you for being part of the Radio Pulpit family. Your support helps us to keep spreading the good news. T's and C's apply.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right, let's hear from you, Pastor Green. What do you make on the issue of self-righteousness? Let me read this for you. Just one. You know, the notion of self-righteousness in this case. And I'm looking at Job. Chapter 15, verse 6, it says, your own mouth condemns you and not I. Yes, your own lips testify against you. When we go on with proclaiming our own righteousness, we are actually condemning ourselves. And our mouths are testifying against us. Hence, the apostle said, it's important to note that the effect of the death of Christ, it's because he was bringing his life and his holiness in exchange for our wickedness. What say you, and welcome, Pastor Green.
Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Greetings, Pastor Ray.
Thank you.
Greetings, Pastor Mukamo. Greetings to our apostle. And greetings to all the servants of God on the platform. May the Lord bless all of us. Hallelujah. Mm. Greetings also to all the listeners. May God bless all of you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Pastor, we are talking tonight again about self-righteousness. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Self-righteousness. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
This is the direct something from the devil. Hallelujah.
Mm.
This is really something that the devil has planted in mankind.
Mm.
Self-righteousness is not from God, because self-righteousness involve hypocrisy.
Yeah.
It involves pride. It involves judgmentalness.
Mm.
Self-righteousness. You know, when somebody is self-righteous, Pastor Ray, you always feel that it's right.
Mm.
You feel always that what he's doing is right.
Yeah.
Whether it be wrong.
I seem to be losing you a bit, Pastor Green. I don't know what's happening. Let me try again.
Whether it be wrong, he always feels that it's right, and he's always defensive, trying to defend himself. I've got a verse that I want to read here in the Bible. Hallelujah. Actually, it's a few verses, Pastor Ray.
Yeah.
In the book of Luke chapter 18, I want to read from verse 9 through to verse 14. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
Just hear what the word of God is saying, Pastor Ray. This is Jesus that was speaking here. And he also spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Verse 10 said, two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. He's speaking now even about a man that is next to him. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector standing afar off would not even as much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat himself on the breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, I'm a sinner. Verse 14 say, this is still Jesus speaking, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Pastor Ray, this is a good example of a self-righteous person. It's a good example. The Pharisee is a good example. He was feeling he's better than any other man. Even when he prayed, he prayed to God. But he said to God, I thank you that I'm not like other men.
Amen.
He ended up saying, even this tax collector here, Pastor Ray, he was full of pride. He was full of self-justification. He was full of self-righteousness. When he prayed this prayer, Pastor Ray, the thing that I can say this evening, it is good to fast twice a week. It is good to give a tithe of everything that you have. It is biblical. It's in the Bible. But when we have self-righteousness makes the good things to become bad. It makes the good works to become bad works. Because when we have self-righteousness, we also have pride. We become proud. We feel we are better than others. We feel that what we do is better than what others are doing. This Pharisee, the Bible says he went home, but he was not justified. But a tax collector was justified. For this reason, the tax collector humbled himself and acknowledged that I'm a sinner. He acknowledged I'm a sinner. The Pharisee acknowledged that I am righteous. I am good enough. I'm good enough to go to heaven. I'm good enough to be around the throne of God. That's why you went home unjustified. As I said earlier, Pastor Ray, a self-righteous person is always defensive. He always wants to defend himself. He always wants to be in a position where when anybody has said something, he must defend himself. A self-righteous person, Pastor Ray, is always judgmental. He always feels he's better than other people and is in a position to judge everybody. He's always looking for some fault in other people. The other thing I can say about a self-righteous person, he's always proud, Pastor Ray. Pride is the order of his day.
Yes.
He's always boastful. He feels he's better than anybody else. The self-righteous person, Pastor Ray, he's doing wrong things and then he wants to justify himself. He always look for fault. He always look to find fault. He never admit that he was wrong. That is a self-righteous person. Now such kind of a people, Pastor Ray, God don't have too much respect for such a person like that. I don't know how to put it, but when Jesus came to the earth, he didn't have much problems with the sinners. But with the Pharisees, Jesus had a lot of problems. Because Pharisees was self-righteous. Pharisees was proud. Pharisees was always looking for faults. Pharisees always look, How can they undermine somebody? Pastor Ray will continue as the night goes. God bless you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Pastor Green. Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And of course, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. What are some of the acts that you see amongst us today which point to self-righteousness?
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729, and let's hear what you say with regards to this issue. Acts of self-righteousness that we see amongst ourselves these days. Man, there's quite a lot that is happening even amongst us, which we see that this is not according to the word.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right. Thank you so much. Here's a message. This is from Pastor Masango. It says, Nekuzenkosi, self-righteousness is a symbol of flesh dominion to that person. Konke okwenzelwe inyama kunokulunga nokuhlakanipha kwezwe. But okuzelwe isibeletho sokomoya, like Jesus Christ, kuthobekile. Kuzothobekile akuzikhukhumezi. Sizelwe izibeletho ezimbili kunempi phakathi kwazo. Pastor Masango says, kunempi phakathi kwezibeletho ezimbili ezizelwe kuzo. Oh, ngiyakuzwa mfundisi. We are talking about self-righteousness, what it is even all about. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.